He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, October the 5th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a bit cloudy San Diego, California here today. Fall definitely in the air. Don't know how much longer those exotic fish will be swimming offshore. Well, we've got a good start to the week, but it's starting to fade. I just don't see much teeth in this rally here that we're seeing here today. Just like Friday when the market was way down, I said on my show, hey, this thing could be up by the end of the day, and sure enough, it was. And just like today is up, this thing could end up down by the end of the day, the way this market has been so crazy recently. Well, right now we've got the Dow up 157 points, but we seem to be losing a little steam here. We're at 16,629 after visiting 16,000 here recently. The S&P 500 is up 22 points. I looked at a lot of individual stocks, however, and like I said, I don't see a lot of teeth in this rally right now. The S&P is at 1973. Up 22 points. The NASDAQ is at 40, up 40 right now, 47.47. The crude oil markets are up 1.8%. That ought to make Houston and Dallas happy. We're at 46.38 there. Gold is not going anywhere, 11.39. It's been there for a long time. The euro is at 1.121. The 10-year yield is at 2.02. We've seen a flight to safety here recently into that 10-year bond of the United States of America. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And what we're seeing here these last few days is a Fed rally, interest rate rally. I think most investors are convinced here that we're not going to see a rate hike here this year. Who knows when the next rate hike will be? Just when it looked like we were going to get hit over the head with a hammer in September, along comes a dovish Fed, more dovish than I've ever heard, and then a weak jobs report, which we got last Friday, which showed that the U.S. only created 140,000 jobs when we were expecting 200,000 new jobs. That sent the market down 200 points at first, and by the end of the day, it was up 200 points. Wow! That'll make your head spin. Pass the Dramamine, please. Motion sickness is the order of the day in the market recently. Well, what caused it? Now, we don't have that fear of the Fed. We're almost convinced that Miss Yellen will keep the club back in her back pocket and not bring the hammer down anytime soon on interest rates. That was not what the Fed was expecting, to see a weak jobs print like that. Now, was it a one-off? Well, they also downgraded previous months. So it appears that the job market might finally, I mean, after 6 years of decent growth, maybe we're finally starting to see a little chink in the armor here of jobs growth, which is the linchpin of the economy. Jobs growth is a proxy for GDP. And if the jobs reports were to start weakening here, we've only had one bad one, but don't forget we also downgraded the previous ones, that could be a precursor to weakness in gross domestic product, otherwise known as GDP. Maybe those 2-3% estimates are too high right now and they need to be ratcheted downwards. We'll see. In the meantime, here's my big point about the Fed. The Fed has done everything that they can possibly do. They've printed money. They've forgiven debt. They've created TARP funds. They've kept interest rates at zero for the last 6 years. And I said in my newsletter over the weekend, if, pray tell, we were to go back into a recessionary mode, what would the Fed have in its gun, in its chamber? What bullet would it have to fire? It's fired all of its bullets. Well, guess who wrote an op-ed piece in the, I believe, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal? Bernanke himself. He said the same exact thing that I said over the weekend, that monetary policy can only go so far. Monetary policy is the medicine and the toolkit that the Fed has. The other big toolkit that has not been applied, and I don't think it will be applied, is fiscal policy. Fiscal policy would dictate that if the economy were to get weak, you've got to stimulate companies to invest. You've got to grease the skids for companies to create jobs. You've got to give companies a tax break, which in today's world is almost politically incorrect to even say. Incorrect to even say. Tax break, heaven forbid. Well, that's called fiscal policy. And Bernanke is suggesting that now that the Fed has done everything that it can possibly do to keep this economy growing, it's time for some favorable fiscal policy to ensure that it continues to grow. This also suggests to me that Bernanke might be a little bit worried about continued growth here of the U.S. economy. So I will take the time and I'll report back to you tomorrow on Mr. Bernanke's op-ed piece. But I couldn't agree anymore that fiscal policy is needed. The problem is it ain't going to be replied, not in the environment that we have towards businesses today. So what are we as investors supposed to do? Well, I think it's a time to be looking at all the tools in our own toolkits. We can't count anymore on stimulative fiscal policy, so we're just going to have to search out those companies that are doing well and flourishing in this environment. So one, it's a time to look for some bargains after the 13% sell-off that we've seen recently. But number two, I think it's also time to be prepared for any type scenario that might be coming in the coming weeks, months, and years ahead, and do our best to make money from whatever scenario we are presented with. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend about toolkits and being prepared and Boy Scouting and the motto of be prepared. And I spent many years in scouting as a scout leader, and I talked about the Wednesday night shakedowns that we had and the equipment checks that we had to make sure that we had our flashlights and our first aid kits and our matches and our whistles and just about everything we could possibly think of, because you don't know what you don't know. We had snow in August on a campout. We had flat tires in the middle of nowhere. We had entire patrols that left the food bag at mom's house. You never know. We had individuals that forgot their sleeping bags. You never know what's going to happen out there. And you better be prepared for any scenario that may be ahead, what lies ahead. And I also, you know, just reminded folks that this bull market now has been going on for 6 years and 25 months. Last week, I didn't turn bearish on the market, but I turned very cautious on the market. This bull has all the looks of a bull market that is now screeching to a halt. Now, that does not mean that every stock in the market will screech to a halt. There's always going to be a class of stocks, the cream of the crop, that's going to rise to the top given the situation that we're in, whether it's low interest rates, whether it's zero inflation, whether it's low oil prices, whether it's a sinking dollar. There's always going to be a sector or a group of companies that are going to benefit from the events occurring in the world and in the economy. And at the same time, we have that emergency flasher, that flare gun called inverse funds, just in case. Well, this is Big Picture Monday. The big picture is starting to change a little bit, gradually. I want to go through the numbers, the charts, the fundamentals, and the prospects for the market going forward. And let's make a battle plan, and let's make this a great fourth quarter of 2015. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I just want to quote Bernanke real quick, and then we'll move on to the major asset classes and how they're shaping up right now. Former Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told CNBC on Monday that slow productivity growth is weighing on the economy, and there's too much reliance on the central bank. He said other policymakers in the government need to step up, meaning fiscal policy, taxation, etc., regulations, this kind of thing. Is there a noose tied around the economy's neck right now? I've said all along that were it not for the Fed, we would have had very little economic growth here in recent years, and they need to quit relying on the Fed and start doing something themselves, but I honestly don't see anything happening along those lines. So it is what it is. We're going to have to live with that, and we're going to have to take advantage of the opportunities that do currently exist in the market. There's still a lot of stocks. I showed them in my newsletter, ones that I still own. They're still hanging in there. They're still doing well. They're still hitting new highs. Stocks like Bank of the Internet, stocks like Amazon, etc. We just have to look for the good ones and make the best of this current economic environment that we're in. Well, last week I said that the S&P 500 needed to hold 1,870. Guess what? It went right down to 1,870 on Monday of last week. It held for now. And obviously, it rallied a bit the rest of the week, and it finished off the week with a big swoon and then a rally. And we're currently back up to, what, 1970, somewhere in there. We're 100 points above that support level. And I showed in the newsletter over the weekend, I drew a line in the sand. Here's the line in the sand on the S&P 500. I don't know what's going to happen from here, but here is the line in the sand to keep your eyes on. We remain in the midst of a 12.5% correction. And I've compared this correction this October to the same correction, or to the correction that we had last October, but this one's deeper. This one's 12.5%. That one was 9.5%. That one was much shorter in nature. This one's much longer in nature. And we have to go clear back to the spring of 2012 to find a correction as deep as the one that we're currently in. Now, that one back in the, if we go back to summer of 2011, the worst correction that we've had during this bull market has been a 20% correction. Now, what is going to determine whether or not we hold this level of 1870? It's all about earnings. It's all about the economy. In 3 days, Alcoa will report. They'll be the first company out of the gate reporting earnings and giving their prognosis and forecast for the rest of the year, and we'll start to get a picture into next year. But Alcoa is just one company in the S&P 500. There will be 499 other companies that will be reporting, and they'll be doing the same thing. They'll be reporting what they made over the last 90 days, and we'll compare that, what they made, with what we expected them to make, and we'll listen intently for their forecast and their outlook for 2016. And the analyst will be adjusting their numbers accordingly. So over the next several weeks, and I will be up adjusting my numbers, we'll get to those in a bit here on the S&P 500. We've been at about $131 per share for earnings for 2016. Under that scenario, that would be double-digit growth. But we've recently seen Goldman Sachs come clear down to $120 per share for next year. They're the lowest on the street. We'll talk about numbers here in a bit. S&P 500 has not broken yet. In other words, a bear market has not begun. But this is the deepest correction that we've had in quite some time. You got to go clear back to 2012, and we continue to test that 1870 level. It should also be stated here that there is an opposite to the S&P 500. It's SH. Should S&P break 1870, SH will go the opposite way. It will go up. I currently have a small position in SH as a small edge, just in case. It's one of the tools in my toolkit. It's the emergency flashers. It's the waterproof matches. It's the flare gun on the boat that could come in real, real handy, just in case. The Dow looks almost exactly the same as the S&P 500 from a technical point of view. The support on the Dow lies right at about 15,800. And we're currently at 16,600. So we have about 800 points of cushion right now. And the Dow is holding that support level. Should we drop below that, we would be entering into a technical bear market. So you can see how close we are to going from flipping from a bull market to one that's going sideways, which we're in right now, to one that would actually break down. That's why we have to be on high alert right now. Look at that ship, that cargo ship. I see giant cargo ships like the one that went down off the Bahamas and the Bermuda Triangle. I see them coming in and out of the San Diego Harbor all the time. What did they do? They drove right into the hurricane. They did not alter their course. They did not take defensive measures. Ironically enough, this past weekend, I was driving down on Shelter Island in San Diego, and I saw that Gordon Lightfoot was performing there at Humphreys. I like Gordon Lightfoot, one of the great songwriters of our time, the Canadian, who wrote the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. All that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters, right? The Edmund Fitzgerald went out when they shouldn't have gone out. They got into a storm, and the rest is history. I think it's time to have all the tools in your toolkit ready to try and attempt to make money no matter what scenario comes along. The opposite of the Dow, just in case, is dog. DOG, I have a small position in dog. The NASDAQ is also holding on tenaciously to its support level, which right now lies at about 4,500. If it were to break down below that, the opposite of the NASDAQ is PSQ, which could come in handy. It's making the most noise that it's made in the last several years. I have a small position in PSQ just in case. And as we look around the world, the emerging markets, Europe, etc., are barely, well, Europe's barely holding on. Europe is threatening to go into a bear market. The emerging markets are already in a bear market. Now they're attempting to break to the upside. What is an investor to do right now? Well, when we come back, we'll examine this a little bit further and try to determine a bit of a game plan here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions.
This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Dr. John, we got to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, I'm telling you, it's moving. It's all a moving target right now. There just are not any trends really developing, but I got to believe that it won't be long until some real profitable trends, one way or another, begin to emerge. Whether it's coming out of this correction that we've been in, which has been to the tune of 13%, creates some opportunity, or whether it breaks down below that the support level that I just went over, that would create an opportunity. Right now, we're just kind of betwixt and between. But there are some values. There are some good stocks out there. I showed many of them in my newsletter over the weekend, which I didn't finish until late Sunday afternoon. It was a heck of a job this weekend. There was much more than I thought that I needed to look at and examine and make sure I had it right before I sent that newsletter out. Now, with all that work that was put into it, I hope that you at least look at the pictures. That's all I ask. Look at the pictures. Go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter that I send out. The bond market had a major rally last week. It's defying all the odds. Everybody, almost everybody, expected the Fed to have raised interest rates by now. We've been talking about an interest rate hike now for 2 years, and it hasn't happened. That has defied all logic, and it's still not going to happen. And the bond market likes that. That's the good news, is that interest rates remain low. The bad news is the bond market is not so sure about the U.S. economy. With interest rates hovering at about 2%, that means folks are kind of leery about stepping outside and taking on a little risk. They feel more warm and fuzzy sitting in U.S. Treasuries paying 2%. So the bond market is telling us, yes, interest rates are low, but at the same time, the bond market's not so sure about the continuation of economic growth going forward. Oil remains soggy for now. Gold has attempted a little bit of a rally, but really there hasn't been much to write home about in the gold markets. And as we look at all of the major asset classes around the world, 2015 year to date, we have less than 3 months to go. It's pretty hard to find anything that is green. In fact, most things are down double digits right now. Emerging markets down 15% year to date. China down 11%. Year to date. Canada down 19% year to date. Brazil down 37% year to date. Latin America down 26% year to date. Oil down another 15% year to date. And this comes after last year's 43% drubbing. This is taking a huge bite out of S&P 500 earnings. The Dow down 7.6%. year to date. Well, where are we supposed to make money? The only green I see is Russia. I don't think I'm going to be investing in Russia anytime soon. It was down 49% last year. It's up 6% this year. I guess they're selling a lot of weapons to the Syrians and the Iranians these days. We have the 10-year bond is up 2%, a little bit. It's been all over the map, however, the bond market. Oil, again, down 15%. Gold, down 3.9%. So what are investors supposed to do? What kind of a game plan is there to make sense at all of this crazy market that we have in 2015? Well, comes down to this. Number one. Examining everything you own, which I do on a daily basis. I got pretty defensive last week. I raised some cash. I have about a 40% cash position right now, just in case. That S&P, that Dow, that NASDAQ, they're teetering right on the brink. They're at a very, very important crossroads here. We'll see. It remains to be seen whether we'll rally off of that level into the end of the year, whether we'll just remain at about that level or if we'll break that level and then Katie bar the door on the downside. So I believe examining and knowing where each one of your positions is at all times is critical. Number two, continuing the search for bargains and companies that are flourishing in this environment. We have a couple of things that we know, and they're probably going to remain in place for a while. We have a very low interest rate environment, which is defying logic right now, but it is what it is. And we probably got some kind of security blanket thrown on us that there won't be an interest rate hike anytime soon. So we can look for companies that benefit from low interest rates. That tends to be REITs. and other sectors that I mentioned in my newsletter over the weekend, and companies that have been sold off and didn't deserve to get sold off during this recent correction. And third, I think it's important to have a few hedges in your back pocket. I've deployed just a few. It's like adding just a little bit of this to a big pot boiling on the stove, just in case, right? And just to add a little bit of a flavor here and a what if, you know, case type scenario. Those hedges can always be taken off. I know investors in the industry that always have a hedge in place. Always have a hedge in place. I'm a guy who waits until things look a little bit dicey to me, which they haven't for the last 6+ years, but right now I can easily see a scenario of this bull market, which I have been a cheerleader. I've been a raging bull for 6 years, 25 weeks. Every week in my newsletter, it's documented. If you've listened to my radio show, you know it. There's been a few times when I've grown cautious, you know. Last year's correction, I grew a bit cautious. The big correction we went through back in 2012, I got a little bit cautious, but I never said that the bull market was screeching to a halt. But right now, it appears to me that the bull market is screeching to a halt. In the last segment of the show, no, I think we'll get to it right now. Here's what I now see in the way of earnings. Earnings have been growing since 2009. That's the fuel that a bull market feeds on, like Pac-Man, chomping up those earnings. And as long as those earnings continue to grow and increase, Pac-Man is headed uphill. The stock market is headed uphill. But as soon as those earnings begin to level off, and heaven forbid decrease, then it's over. There are early signs here that the earnings growth in America is grinding to a halt. In fact, I saw a headline, Yahoo Finance, yesterday or today, that now we're worried about an earnings recession. Nothing could be worse for the market than an earnings recession. And I mentioned last week that the first shoe to drop was by Goldman Sachs, lowering their estimates shockingly to next year of just $120 per share. Well, I redid my numbers over the weekend. I spent a lot of time on this. And I've lowered my numbers. I was at 130 last week. I'm lowering my numbers to $127 per share on the S&P 500. I'm also reining in my multiple a little bit because I think the appetite for risk is starting to diminish on the market. I'm using a multiple of 16, which is average, not a premium multiple, not a discounted multiple, average. $127 per share times 16. I now have a 2030 target price on the S&P next year. That does not give us a lot of upside potential. That gives us 4% upside potential. That's the bad news. The good news is this is a 500 stock index. There will be a lot of winners in the S&P 500 over the next 12 months. There will be a lot that exceed what the S&P 500 does. We just need to redouble our efforts in identifying those stocks that will continue to benefit from this current low inflation, low interest rate, low commodity price, slow growth environment. And of course, in the coming days, I'll be featuring a couple every single day. Again, the game plan. Examine everything that you own. Take stock of it. Look for bargains and companies that are flourishing. And don't be afraid to have a few hedges in place here. Learn about them. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm
and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about all of the possible scenarios going forward from here. We're at a crossroad in the market, and I know Yogi Berra said, when you come to a crossroad, take it. Well, which way, though? We're kind of in that position right now. We really don't know which way, because we're right there. We're sitting on the cusp of either breaking down, technically, into a bear market after 6 years and 25 weeks of bull. There's money to be made in a bear market if you employ, or if you have all the tools in the toolkit available to you. We just have to wait and see which way this market breaks. It's struggling right now. It's trying to hold on to that support level, which I drew. It's in my newsletter, on the Dow, on the NASDAQ, on the S&P 500. And if they should break, well, then I showed you what the inverse of those is, the way to make money should they break. I just went through all of the technical analysis of all the major asset classes, the Dow, the S&P 500, the emerging markets, the bond market, etc. Just went over a little game plan between now and the end of the year. A lot of this is going to be determined in the next 4 or 5 weeks as individual companies from the S&P 500 report on how they did these past 3 months and what they expect going forward. Things might be getting a little dicey here. We may be looking at an earnings recession. In fact, this past quarter, we actually saw a decrease in earnings versus the same quarter last year. That mostly comes from lower oil prices and a strong dollar. However, it now appears that for the second quarter in a row, for the first time since 2009, which was a pretty significant year, we may be looking, and we probably are looking, at 2 quarters in a row of lower earnings growth than the previous year. Well, 2 down quarters in a row means recession. We could be entering into an earnings recession. It could be over. I've said all along that the fuel that the market has been feeding on has been earnings growth. And when that earnings growth comes to an end, then stock market appreciation comes to an end. So we're right here at this crossroads right now. But we're prepared to do whatever we need to do, depending on which way the market breaks. I've lowered my forecast for next year for earnings. I was just looking at the various consensus right now for next year. The earnings estimates are as high as $130.80 for next year and as low as $120. That's Goldman Sachs. I currently have $127, and I will be watching that number very, very closely. This year, we're expecting about $116 in earnings. So we could see pretty good earnings growth next year, but those numbers have been coming down quite drastically here recently, thereby lowering the target prices for next year. And we're also seeing some multiple contraction here because investors' appetite for risk is starting to diminish just a little bit. I'm not the only guy questioning whether or not the economy can continue to grow. Ben Bernanke says, you know, the Fed has done everything we can do with monetary policy, you guys. Now it's time for the current federal government to step up to the plate and provide a little bit of fiscal policy to continue to grease these kids. I would think if anybody would want the economy to stay afloat here over the next 12 months, it would be the party in control. Look what a faltering in the economy did to George Bush Sr. It gave us Bill Clinton, right? It was the economy that sunk Mr. Bush. And if the economy starts to falter here, it's looking pretty good for Ben Carson or Mr. Trump or Mr. Rubio or whoever else ends up being the nominee. So we've got a lot to watch here over the net. It's going to be really, really interesting. It's also going to be a little bit of a hectic political season. I mean, we're looking at in 13 months, we're going to go to the polls, right, and vote. Is it 2016, 2017? That's not that far away. And it's, I remember the last political season, the market didn't like that uncertainty. So we've got a lot of things to consider right now, but I would sum it up by saying this. We've had the wind at our backs now for the last 6+ years in the market. We've had a few little pullbacks here and there, but for the most part, every time the breeze picked up and carried our little sailboats higher, the Dow, the S&P 500, I would say that the wind has gone out of that market right now. And if anything, the current climate is putting a little bit of wind in the face of corporate America right now. So we really have to be on guard. But no matter which scenario comes out of this crossroad that we're currently at, we're prepared here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're going to do everything that we can possibly do to benefit, to profit from whatever. There's no guarantees. The only thing I can guarantee is we're going to work and redouble our efforts and do everything we can possibly do to guide investors here at Gunderson Capital Management through whatever scenario lies ahead. Anyways, you can get the newsletter. Send it out every week. I spent, I don't know how many hours, ridiculous. That's not going to happen again. I was so busy trading during the week last week and watching the markets that I got a little bit behind on the newsletter and I had to catch up over the weekend. It's worthy of your perusal. pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us, if your money manager has not got all of the tools in his toolkit, if he has not weighed out all the possible scenarios in his mind, if he's the type that will go with the rest of the lemmings right over the cliff in case that ends up being the scenario, and you'd like to talk to somebody else about what they would do in case we go down that road, well, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.